Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
All right, everybody, we're back on the Tell All. I'm Sean Robinson, and Chantel, would you like to introduce your mother to Giannis? Go ahead.
Man, Karen, this is Giannis. Giannis, this is Karen.
I am so happy to meet you, Giannis. Is that the pronunciation? Giannis? There's a G there. From what I know in America, we say Giannis.
Well, it's Matthew will not be doing the Greek accent because that would be probably not appropriate.
It's pleased to meet you, Jaundice.
It's Giannis, like the
not
color
familiar, like Jaundice,
like the color yellow, like jaundice, but yeah. Yellow, Giannis.
So I have a couple of questions for you. What is questions in Greek?
Mom, don't get too... Don't do what you do,
Giannis. So, opa.
Okay.
Hula hoop.
That's not how you ask questions.
I have a question for you. How yes. many siblings do you have?
Well, I have a few. I have an older sister. Mm-hmm.
How old?
Just a few years older, you know.
Yes.
So, I have a sister and a brother.
How do they feel about your girlfriends, your girlfriendigos? That's Greek for girlfriend?
I think they feel fine. They're really...
So,
I feel like you're fishing here.
Born of the devil?
Huh?
Or possibly, any chance of them playing with chicken feet at all? Or some other, what is the lamb's feet for Greeks? What do y'all people do?
The fuck? What are you talking about?
One more question.
I play soccer, lady.
Are you planning to have a big, fat Greek wedding and involve my daughter in a massive scheme where you can harvest the American dollar?
This connection's getting a little blurry for me. It's kind of hard for me to...
I take your silence as an admission. Case closed.
Mom, it's not again.
And next time I will go with you, Chantel. And I will twerk.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Woo. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying. Parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
And I will twerk. Look, I'm kind of proud that We are watching The Family of Chantel season one. We just watched in the first episode the twerking. And then next week on, we see that Chantel is twerking. They are really, Chantel should sell like twerk shorts.
They're leaning in. I'm actually super surprised she doesn't have a product yet. Doesn't have a product line.
Well, do you think she's just not smart enough to do it?
Yeah, nah, I didn't want to say it, but that's it. That's 100% it. This is A Single Life Tell All, Part 2, Episode 13 of Season 4.
And we are Reality Gays. I'm Poodle, and this is...
And I'm Maddie. What's...
Maddie, yeah.
It's so funny. I forget that, like, I went to the voice doctor today with my voice, and so I was talking to him, and he's like, he was asking me all these questions, and he said to him, what's your podcast? I was like, it's called Reality Gays with Maddie and Poodle, and he went, Poodle? I was like, oh, that's my nickname for my friend. He's like, you call him Poodle? And he's like, I said, yeah, because he's a persnickety bitch and you can't tell him what to do, just like a smart poodle. And yeah. He went, I have a poodle, and that's exactly how she acts.
Most poodles do.
Most poodles, they're very smart dogs.
They're very smart dogs.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, this is Single Life, and... I didn't give him spoilers, but I told Poodle I watched it first, and I said, get the fuck ready for this episode.
This was a circus, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I feel like instead of tell-alls, they should just call them WrestleManias. Because at any point, it's like, at any point, one of the Von Erich brothers are going to jump into the ring and just start beating Ty Ray up.
And it's sadder than that. To me, this felt like an episode of Maury, too, mm-hmm. where it kind of went, so Josh, you said a lot of stuff about Natalie last time, and one of our cast members had a lot to say. Bring out Debbie! Caesar's here, too!
You know what? Caesar's here, too. You know what does work? It's, what's the name of the woman who is the host? Is it Stephanie who hosted 90 Day UK?
No, Catherine. Fuck. What's her last name? Shit.
This doesn't sound like it, but we really like her. She's funny.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She's really funny. I want to look this up.
Well, Sean Robinson doesn't have the comedic chops that she does.
But
she
I was going to say, no, not at all.
You also don't feel like Sean Robinson's a fan. You never really
Catherine
have.
Ryan. Catherine
yes, thank
Ryan.
You.
But... I got to say, we liked the UK tell. Some of y'all didn't. We liked it. We liked the host being in on the joke as a fan because we think that's very much a British sentiment because they don't take things as seriously as we do. But it actually made me appreciate kind of the dead seriousness that Sean Robinson has because I realized, oh, the juxtaposition of you asking me serious questions and these people are just fucking clowns. I don't think it would work. Like a lot of times people say, oh, I wish you and Poodle could hold the tell-all, which will never happen, y'all.
No,
y'all they will never
they'll
ask
never,
us to do that.
They'll never let us that close to their cast.
No,
because
they'll be afraid
we'll infect them.
Poodle will somehow convince Andre of something. Then he and Libby are breaking up. But still, it wouldn't work because they need a host who's kind of serious, I think. I don't know. It's a different energy.
It's their brand and how they think about their show. They think about that their show is a very serious documentary subject, even though there's quite a discrepancy between the mindset of the production of the show and what actually happens on the show sometimes. But the lens is through a serious documentarian lens. Uh-huh. And that's why there's a disjunction. And it's kind of what makes 90 Day work in a weird way. So it'll always have to take itself too seriously. Sean Robinson will always have to be embarrassed about asking questions about threesomes or butt stuff. Because y'all...
Or dick size, as she did in this episode.
I think this is the first time... Dick size of one of the cast members has been brought up.
It did make me wonder, are we infecting this world? Are we bringing dick into 90 Day?
Honey, this world's already been poisoned long before us. The world's always been obsessed with dicks. We're
That's
just
true.
Being honest about it.
That's true. Okay, before we jump into it, a couple things we want to remind you of. One, speaking of Chantel, we just dropped last week episode one of us covering the family Chantel. It's normally on our
season one.
Of season one, it's normally on the poo-poo platter tier of RG+. However, we put it out for everyone, as well as the watch-along. So Jake and I watching the video in real time for the first time. One of the few things Jake is still a virgin about.
and we witnessed the bungling of Shockey, and it actually shocking Chantel, and you can find that on our Instagram.
It's on our Instagram, and it's a Patreon link, but it's a video. But all of you, you don't need a Patreon. I don't know if you need a Patreon account, but you don't have to sign up or buy Patreon. You can just click on the link, and it's there for you to see. Next week, the podcast will go on the poo-poo platter $5 tier, and the video will go on the video tier, which is the smorgasbord.
Yeah.
So just letting everybody know that. But also, Seeking Sister Wives is on the whole enchilada tier, the mid cringe tier. I just want to say, I don't know if you saw the email, but we have a relationship, so we get some of these episodes early, and we just got two more episodes. Four and five. And the woman the PR woman, Brenda, who sends them to us said, literally, quote, "It's so good this," because I said, "It's so good." Jay, and she responded back. She said, "Oh, get ready. You don't even know. Mid-season, it gets bonkers."
Oh! Thank you, gods. We're going to have so much fun with this shit on tour.
Do you want to? I think Poodle, because we are a week out from leaving on tour. Do you want to make an announcement of what shows we'll be covering for?
I can do that, cities, and we'll also put this on our Instagram.
So y'all, things are going to change a little bit. Schedule's going to change.
Don't freak the fuck out.
Honestly, I'm going to say this with love. If you have a problem with it, I don't give a shit. It's what we got to do to go on the road. We can't just sit. We can't do a fucking Q&A. Like, we're not Amy Poehler and fucking Tina Fey. We can't just do that. We're not Tim Conway and Harvey Firestein. No, Harvey
Corman.
Corman.
Boy, your references are very old. I shouldn't be saying anything for that.
Yeah, I was going to let you sit in that.
Also, by the way, everyone's still coming for you for not knowing who Jim Jones was. Like,
I don't need to know. It's fine.
No, you do. You need to be. You're in the world.
I don't want to know. It's scary.
No, it's a great story. So y'all, Boston on April 3rd will be coverage of the Happily Ever After episode 3, season 8, episode 3, part 2. We will release part 1 like we normally do on Sunday night. But part 2 will be the Boston show on April 3rd. So that'll come out a little bit later. Probably, I think we don't do it usually the night of. We usually do it like Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. So that'll be a little later than normal. On Friday, April 5th, the New York City live show. We always do a little Happily Ever After summary of where we are, but that will be a Single Life show. We'll covering episode 14, which will be part 3 of the tell-all, of the 5 parts. We're also having Ellen and Joey from I Think Not that evening.
Very
it's going to be that's going to be a fucking party. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Do we have to be somewhere the next day?
Yeah, DC.
Oh God,
it's going to be rough. I'm going to need a lot of coffee to get me through DC. But you know what? Maybe I won't, because DC, y'all, we're talking Seeking Sister Wife. And it's going to be season 4, episode 5. So yes, we'll always be doing a little Happily Ever After. We'll be talking about 90 Day stuff every single time you see us. Probably the second half will be, and maybe some of the first half will be talking about that episode of Seeking Sister Wife.
Yes. And yeah,
if you don't watch the show, y'all, get the fuck into it.
I love it. I gotta say, gonna go back and watch old episodes, but I'm thinking that we'll probably end up doing those on the Patreon after Family.
Possibly,
Possibly. So I'm not going to watch.
It's so good.
Just a potential. Who knows what's going to come out by then? I do want to remind people too. This is on the smorgasbord on the video tier. We just want to let people know that some venues let us record video or have the capabilities to do it. And if we always ask, and if we can get a video for you of the live show, we will. Some of them want to charge $2,000 to record a video. So we're going to say no to those venues. Yeah. That's a lot of them, honestly. So we always do it when we can. We're just letting you know that we can't guarantee that on live shows. So
yeah, some of them, sometimes venues can be real shitty about that.
Real shitty. But there will be solo sissy stickers there for you sissies that want to come alone. You can come right up. You'll have a sticker. You can just pop on your shoulder or wherever you want it. And
there you go. Put it right over your heart or your boobie.
Yeah.
That's where it goes.
Our YouTube live is going to be on. Oh, wait. We already did it.
Oh, yeah. We already did it.
We already did it. Never mind. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah. Sorry about that. Let's see.
It was March 24th. We had to do it early because I'm going to be flying out a little early because my man friend has a little weekend planned for me in Boston.
Oh, so. It's great. It's great. Someone's there to entertain you. It's perfect. I will say, I got to tell you this, y'all. I burned through all three episodes of Palm Royale on Apple TV. It is wonderful.
Is this a corner?
It's not a corner because I don't want to talk too much because you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't.
I don't want to give you spoilers, actually. But I'm just going to
give you spoilers for the shows that I saw.
Well, maybe I did.
I'm going to say this. I think Ricky Martin is more shirtless than he is clothed. And holy God, I forget that how sexy that fucking man
is. He's real hot.
You know our friend Ben Palacios, I think, plays his love interest and makes out with him on the show.
Oh, really?
Yes, in the trailer
Palacios
I saw Ben.
Finally got a job.
Well, he's got several. No, sorry, Christina, take that out. Christina, take that out.
That
for
was
real.
Mean.
Take that out, Christina. He knows very famous people like James Cameron and shit like that. He works for him. We do not need to have that about. He was their Manny for like 10 years. He's very well connected. So, Christina, take that out.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. But you're also correct. Anyway, okay. Clagger! But yes, I think I saw in the trailer he was making out with him. He wouldn't tell me. But the show, I will tell y'all, if you're on the fence, I really enjoyed it. The show has Kristen Wiig's fingerprints all over. It's produced by her and Laura Dern. And there's a good twist with Lauren Dern's character.
Laura.
That's what I said.
You said Lauren.
Oh, Laura Dern. And so... But Allison Janney and, what's the woman who, the blonde hair woman who was on Designing Women, but not on the original cast, but came in later, the stuffy one. She played the stuffy blonde.
Julia Duffy.
Julia Duffy is fantastic in it. She plays a pill.
I'm a huge fan.
She's a pill popping.
Ever since Newhart.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Newhart. Carol Burnett, of course, is in it.
Yeah.
There's a twist with her character. I think that's
coming. Oh, I've got to watch this. I've got to watch this.
It's really, really. Oh, and.
Turn your phone off.
Oh, yeah. Tell me. And also, I love Leslie Bibb. I love Leslie Bibb.
Oh, I've loved her since Popular.
I really fell in love with her with Good Christian Bitches, GCB. I loved that show. This show kind of has that vibe, where it winks at you a little bit, but it has moments that of heart.
I liked that show, but like, I don't, that show was one season, but you talk about it all the time.
It's like United States of Terror, still one of my favorite shows ever.
That show was three seasons, yeah.
It felt like only one. I loved it so much.
Or at least two. That show was at least two seasons.
Oh, so sometimes shows, like you feel that way about Pushing Daisies. You loved that show a lot.
I feel like, that show was two seasons too. I feel like GCB might not even made it a whole season.
It did a whole season. I don't think people were ready for it.
No.
Anyway.
They had a problem with using the word bitch.
Yeah, just call it Good Christian Bitches. It's based on the book. It needed to not be on. It needed to be on Showtime or HBO.
Exactly, it did.
That's what that show needed.
And it needed. It needed more. It needed a little more teeth.
Teeth,
because they couldn't. Teeth. They couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Marco Panett.
Anyway, it's directed. At least all the episodes so far are directed by a gay man. You can tell it's beautifully lit. The costumes, like, I'm a fan. It's on Apple TV. The first three episodes dropped.
We're not being paid to advertise.
No, even though Saturday Night Live had a sketch, or what was that joke that said, Apple TV, where celebs go to be forgotten.
Ouch.
I also wanted to
I'd love a show on Apple TV.
I also wanted to give everybody an update. This is very personal, so I'll try not to get emotional. I went to my orthodontist today, and I have an update about my braces. So,
when they come off?
Well, apparently the teeth aren't moving as quickly as he wants, so I think it's going to be longer. I probably definitely.
This is just personal at this point.
I definitely thought they were going to be off in like 2 weeks. I probably definitely will have braces the entire tour. And I thought I was getting my Invisalign off, and he said, no, we're going to actually rescan you next time because you need more Invisalign. So
this is all a scam. You know that, right? You're being taken.
Orthodontist sissies, I have a class 3 mouth. That's very hard to deal with.
That is made up. We are gonna take this bitch for all she's worth.
No, because you pay one fee, and I haven't had
what
to pay anymore.
Mark.
No, I paid one fee at the beginning. I paid it off, so I'm not paying anything now.
It's just to keep you coming back in. Yeah, so, they'll upsell you.
And he did say probably. And then once I get the braces off,
when does the headgear come on?
Well, he did say that when I get the Invisalign, it's like, oh, great, that'll be easier. And he said, and that's probably when we'll add the rubber bands.
Of course. Bring it on.
Just letting you know.
Brace face. Jesus. Could you just tell him to start over? Like, just fix your bike completely. Just give you a fake mouth.
Pull all my teeth.
Pull all your teeth and just give you, like, George Washington-style wooden teeth.
What's my jaw? That's the hard problem, because I had an underbite, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Didn't they already have to break your jaw as, like, a teenager?
I asked that today. I said I had jaw surgery when I was 18. And he said, well, he said things can resettle and shift as you grow. He said your jaw still could have been growing. He said.
So like, if they hadn't have broken it, it would have been like a fucking Habsburg jaw.
Like he said, if I was you, he said, I would have waited maybe 5 years to have that done just to make sure your jaw was finished growing. So he said, but it can settle, things move. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think you might have lost the genetic lottery.
I have a very difficult mouth.
You had more salivary glands than you needed.
Yeah.
You know what? If Darwinism had taken over, they would have just killed you like the run of the litter.
I would have died as a baby. I had pneumonia. So did my brother. We'd be dead.
Oh. Maybe we should just let life do what life needs to do.
Whoa.
Let's talk the single life. Jesus, it's 20 minutes have gone by, and all I hear is about your orthodonture. Y'all, Karen is rip-roaring, ready to go. She's like, can I go out there? I need to go and defend my daughter.
Got to do that solid go dance number.
I can only describe what she's in as Vegas in Marietta, Georgia. It's just like,
yeah.
It's a sequined outfit. It seems like it has drag queen padding.
I think that's maybe just her, but it reminds me of something Trixie Mattel would wear.
It, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely giving Real Housewives of Atlanta realness. Mm-hmm. She has gone a platinum blonde.
We should get in drag, like with actual drag queens putting us in with padding and everything. That'd probably be pretty surprising.
I don't think I want to do it. I think it's a lot of work.
I think it's a lot of work, but I think you would love your shapely hips.
I probably would. Y'all, and her mammaries are just fighting to get out out of this. I don't know if she's had a boob job or they're packed in there.
I think she's definitely just
they're packed in. Yeah,
I love. Did Chantel and her mother practice this greeting
when they're just slapping her butt?
She's like, "Hello, mother," and it just was so. This is what we're learning, I think, from the family Chantel. And this is Jake and I's theory. We don't think they really want to paint this picture that they were this perfect, beautiful family. And then Pedro came along and
ruined
everything.
It's such BS.
Yes.
No. No. They're not the Huxtables. They want everyone to think they are. And it's all a performance.
Yeah.
And so, but y'all... They asked, "Do you have any problems with her outfits?" And she's like, "Everyone has their own way to heal."
I will say, for the most part, I liked everything that, I don't know if it felt like lip service, but at least Karen's saying the right things and supporting Chantel kind of on this journey.
You know what I was interested in? Of course, Debbie goes in, "We want to protect our daughters. They're into more than a sex objects." And Kara's like, "We are intelligent women who love our bodies."
One of those things are true.
Exactly. I don't think either of them are intelligent.
I don't think either. Yeah, I do.
Later, and she's like, "Even if we're the kind of people who might like being nakey." Did she say, did you hear her say nakey?
She did say Nike.
Okay.
She did say Nike.
Yeah. I thought it was like a glitch.
No,
but I had
she
to go
said
back.
Nike.
She said, or Nike.
I'm going to tell you this. Intelligent people just say naked or in the nude. Nude.
So anyway, in the nude. Debbie, and then Debbie says this, and this is what I went, oh, that was Debbie's problem. She's like, but her friends pushed her to a place to dress over the limit of sexier than she wanted. I think that's partially true.
I think that part is true because Karen says, and that's why I will be there next time. Blinking.
And Chantel goes, oh no.
So what do you think Chantel says? Look, she's like, I don't think I'm gonna meet my man out in a club. I just wanna have fun. And I went, but this is
no,
different than what you showed us.
That's what you said.
But that's not what you showed.
It's also, that was your whole point of your season. Yeah. You said you wanted to meet the next Latin lover or next Greek lover, who your next Spartan.
Exotic man.
Was your man.
Your 300 so man, yes.
She gave away the con here. Y'all, this was a vacation trip for her. Production then made it seem like she was about to get married to this man.
Yes.
But for some reason, I guess they really believe the stakes need to be that high for us to be engaged. And I think they're really thinking their audience is dumber, if possible, than they are. I reject this idea that we need to have the stakes are that high for us to watch. I agree.
Especially after Chantel, after everybody's seeing, you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but I just know a lot of people were really pissed and Pedro was villainized a lot for the way their relationship ended. So a lot of people actually want to see Chantel kind of come into herself and just have fun.
Yeah. And she even says, I'm single, but I'm still in touch with Giannis. But I'm interested in him, and he checked some of my boxes, and y'all.
And I love that Sean goes through all of her boxes. She's like, It was like her, it reminded me, what is the help? You is kind.
Yes.
You is smart.
You is important.
You is important. And you got a big dick.
The part that I really liked Veronica saying, Chantel, every year I take another thing off my list.
Oh, that line was so great. Veronica's like, yeah, it's like Veronica should have been smoking a cigarette. I remember the list. And you know, Damona Hoffman, y'all, from F the Fairy Tale says, don't have list.
Or if you do, we talked about this, make it something, not that something that you're wanting, something that are things like you want
things
the
you
other,
need.
That you need, things
not
that you
what
need,
they
not,
are.
Not what they are, things that I need someone to be. In other words, you don't have to say, or what they do for you.
Yes.
Like some people say, oh, I need someone who makes me laugh. I need to describe things that you need. Like, I need validation at the end of a long fucking day, or I need someone to, I need someone to.
To never use the word pamplemousse.
Unless I'm out cold. And then hopefully I've had enough but the ball gag was in there, so I couldn't get it out.
Couldn't get out. But then you get mad that even though you blacked out, you're like, what happened? You're like, well, I used the word pamplemousse. And then you get mad at them for doing it, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I wasn't there yet. I could have taken a little more.
Literally, for Jake to come, it is like, like he talks about the Chevy car, it always reminds me, I feel like Doc Brown's on the clock going, Marty, now, and now.
We got to get back to 2055.
It's got to be 88 miles per hour, Marty, go.
Got to get back to 2023.
That's literally, and then lightning's got to strike the tower right at midnight for Poodle to get a shot to have an orgasm.
Once your tastes become even more and more, let's say, outre, yeah, things get a little bit, things get really complicated.
I don't know what outre means, but I'm assuming that means vulgar or dirty.
Out there. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you looking it up?
Unusual. Yeah. I was just making sure I was using the word. I think it was like an unusual. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's correct. So... Oh, the trash cans are coming. We might hear them. Let me know. It's the last one, y'all.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit.
Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Yeah. So Chantel goes, they're talking about penises, and they're like, and Debbie's like, well, Veronica, you're attracted to the package. You're attracted to the package, the more than the package. And Tim's like,
that was like the shadiest fucking thing I've ever heard.
He does say that. That was good. He's like, it shouldn't be a prerequisite.
I don't think Debbie's ever been dicked down well.
100% no.
I think. Give her one night with Ruben the Cuban, and she'll be like, wow, that blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I need to call Julian. Chantel, though, I want what I've never had.
And they're all like, what? And Tim's like, don't talk about a man's penis when he's not here to defend
himself. Don't talk about it like I'm not here.
So do we believe, Chantel, that Pedro did not have a big dick?
You know, I think it possibly could have been somewhat girthy, but I don't think it was very long.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Now, please tell me, you can't leave this conversation without saying what Debbie said. She said, we can't look for a man. You don't remember that line?
I think I wrote it down.
She said, when she was talking about looking for a big penis and all that.
Oh, you say it. I think I didn't write down.
She said, we can't look for a man who's hung like a horse.
Hung like a horse.
And I went, so this is where we are now in 90 Day Fiancé.
Also, this is where Debbie and I diverge here. I might be her later, but I'm never going to be full Debbie. Because
yeah, you'll never.
Sometimes you got to look for a man who's hung like a horse. It doesn't need to be hung like a horse. It doesn't need to be an 11-inch dick. Because
no,
that's like riding the cyclone.
You've been on an 11-inch dick. I don't think I've had an 11-inch dick before.
One time,
10. I've had
it doesn't,
10.
Doesn't go in, but otherwise you need to go to the emergency room.
Yeah. Here's my rule. A dick can't be too big that it's going to give me reflux. Can't push it back up.
And you're like, oh, something's tickling in my throat.
You're like, what? I'm like, why do I have heartburn? Oh.
Anyway, y'all, then Giannis comes out. Then Karen meets Giannis. The same thing we played out earlier. And she does say, well, if Jaundice is a pro foosball player.
A foosball player. Is professional foosball player.
Is it just that she slightly gets things wrong because she's trying to pronounce them a certain way? It's like fruit of the womb. It's just always just left of center.
I feel like Karen probably grew up thinking either she was not enough or something. I feel like she's always, as we say, putting on airs.
100%. The whole family is.
The whole family is, but she is the, as Nick would say on Seeking Sister Wives, she is the center of the universe.
Yeah.
But I think she always wants to sound more intelligent than she is.
Yep. And she...
that is a trait. That is a trait. Actually, it can be a trait of narcissism.
Oh, she's definitely a narcissist.
I just want to, not that I have gone through that experience. One of the sissies sent me a meme and she says, this is us. And it's a picture of Pennyworth the clown. And the meme says,
Pennywise.
What did I say?
Pennyworth.
Oh, that's Alfred on Batman.
Yeah.
It says, it was a picture of Tim Curry as Pennywise. And it says, you say that you're afraid of clowns, but why do you keep dating them?
Oh! That meme read you.
Woo. I enjoyed it.
So anyway, y'all, she's like, and you're playing a lot. And she's like, yeah, we have a few breaks. And he's like, that's why I couldn't come and see Chantel yet. Do you believe this guy?
I believe the guy when she left and he told the truth.
Me too.
Because, y'all, I mean, not that Tyrae's the best judge of character, but I agree with Tyrae when he was like, this guy's a good guy. I think this guy is into her.
Yeah.
He wants to fuck her. Do I think he wants to have a relationship with her? I don't know if I believe that part, but he knows, he can tell this person isn't ready to, he's kind of probably thinking, this actually probably helped him make sense of things. Cause I bet Giannis was like, he probably doesn't know the show. And he's like, okay, yeah. She's coming over. They're filming for this show. I think this is just going to be, when you look at her friends and the way her friends act, especially around him, the friends' action, kind of what Debbie said, the Mooney and Desiree, right? And
yeah.
Denise, whatever.
Denise.
I don't know. Again, just Mooney 1, Mooney 2, Mooney 3. The Moonies.
Hype squad. The hype squad.
The hype squad.
Yeah.
You don't get the feeling that they want, that Chantel is there to date and fall in love. The way they act with her on the bike and all that, you get the feeling that Chantel is there to get dick down on a bank trip. And I think that's what he thought. He was like, why is she saying all this shit? And then now he sees, oh, she's not over her ex. So I think as soon as he told him that, I don't think he knew it before, but he was like, oh, that's my out.
Yeah, I really do think that he probably thought she was pretty. I think he's a simple guy. Doesn't Giannis, have a lot of, yeah.
Yes. Giannis, let Josh be a warning.
Oh God, Josh. Basically he said she then Chantel said the thing that I knew she was waiting to say. Am I worth it to you to travel here? She's just looking for validation here. She's looking for acceptance and self-worth. Mm-hmm. In men doing grand gestures for her.
Yep.
Which,
yep,
y'all, yep, that is a lonely life.
Yeah.
And a long, dark hallway. Because you know what? If Drake slides into your DMs, you're going to have to sign an NDA.
Yep.
You can't even tell anybody.
You know a lot about long, dark hallways.
About long, dark hallways. I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they called me in college.
You're going to long dark hallway.
Hello, boys.
That's good.
Karen takes her off stage because she's upset, of course. And she's like, it's time to move on without Pedro.
This feels fake. She just left.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Leave. Yes, it's a, and so they start. And so he just says, we'll work it out. I have a busy schedule. And she leaves. And then we start talking about kind of, he finds the crew talks to him like, hey, do you feel like she's not over her ex and da da da? And they recently broke up. And he's kind of like, Giannis is like, oh, he does think that Chantel should wear whatever makes her happy. But anyway, but even Tim, though, says, which I do think that this part, it's a two thing. The thing is, what makes me not trust him, though, is you're saying one thing, though, and now you're backtracking and doing another. And Tim was right when Tim said, you're doing zero effort in this.
Yeah, I think he's a young man who is used to being chased by women.
Yes, and he probably just wants to fuck a hot reality star.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it, y'all.
You know, nothing wrong with that. Just keeping it simple.
No, if he's like...
I also think he was trying to be kind of proper on screen because he thought someone might watch this for my family.
Yes, if he was on The Bachelor, he'd be like the third guy, or Bachelorette, the third guy to be let go, who's just there to have fun and fuck around.
I think he might go on the first night because there's not enough personality.
That's true.
Anyway, y'all, I liked it when Veronica said, he's like, yeah, I don't think she's ready for relationships. So Veronica's like, so what do we do now? Because he just broke up with her and she's not even here. God, she has some good ones.
She does have some good ones.
Anyway, all right, Karen and Chantel come back.
Oh, yes, they come back.
And Giannis basically says, I think you need some time. And then she said, I disagree. You can have he can have that opinion, but you kind of have to just fake it till you make it when you're getting over something like that. And I'm like, who told you that?
I mean, I do think there is like I think she's still doing it all too soon. I do think no matter when you like look, I think the way Pedro and Chantel ended, it decimated her. And I think it took a lot of her valor. I think she probably feels, I know she says, but I think probably down deep, she feels probably not lovable, not attractive, not fuckable. So I do think those kind of things you build and work on yourself, but it does come a time, you know, like when you have to kind of say, I'm just going to go on some dates and it's going to be shitty dates, or I'm going to have sex and it's, if I want to, and it's probably not going to be great set. Like you just start doing things. That's great. So that's what people mean. Fake it until you make it.
That's not what she's talking about.
But I'm saying a healthy way to fake it until you make it is not putting the expectations on things and just kind of
which is
fucking
what her
around.
Whole season was.
Yes. Like she should just kind of be more fuck around and find out. Like, yes. Like I told my therapist the other day, we were talking just about shit like this. And I said, I don't want to build a lifetime with fucking anybody. I just want to make a moment. That's it. It could be a night, 4 minutes, a weekend. That's it. And I think if she went in with low expectations, she's never going to do that.
I think that's all I've ever wanted. A series of moments.
You've wanted a moment. That's what you want.
Ooh.
It only takes a moment.
I'm done.
Your whole life long. I love that song. Remember when you and I were camp directors and we directed that show and all the children sang it and everyone cried?
They did. And you had the two waiters holding hands.
That was funny. That was good. That was a bit.
Later on, so basically she's like, so am I going to see you again? Even if I'm not healed by your definition. And he's like, of course.
He'll never see her again, y'all.
No, they take a break. And then they are telling her what Giannis said to her.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm like, does Giannis not think she's going to watch this episode? And she's like, what? And that's when Veronica said, I felt like he was breaking up with you. It was clear. He said that it has affected his decision to come here. And Chantel did say, because they're like, because you need to get, I think this is actually insightful for Chantel to say, because there does come a point in a breakup is that you stop mourning the person you're not with, but you still are mourning dreams or expectations you might have put on a relationship, whether a friend, a lover. Now, she says, I'm angry at him. And Karen says, you can't be give him attention because everything was a lie with Pedro.
It's not anything that Karen says is so unhelpful.
It's just kind of like advice from a coffee table book. Because when Chantel said that, I went, that's actually insightful that she knows she's mourning that.
Yeah.
And not necessarily, God, she needs to wait at least another 6 months before she even thinks of dating.
I don't think she's extremely sheltered because of that family. And I think she needs to, what I would do if I were her, well, if I were her, I don't know, I'd be really in a bad place. But if I were her friends, I would say, let's find something new to do in our off times. Let's find something, let's explore a different side of our lives. Let's find day trips from Atlanta. Something to
girlfriend
get them
trips,
away.
Friend yeah, trips,
something
yes.
to get them, but that's not around guys.
Don't you think that probably this is influenced as well as far as the family is religious. They go to church. Don't you think that kind of religious pressure of finding someone?
Yeah.
Yes, totally. Okay, but before we go back to peddling this trash, we want to remind y'all that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, thank God for BetterHelp. My therapist should have charged me double for last week.
Well, and next week is a Mercury retrograde.
What? No, I can't. My musical just finished its run and I was finally going to get my life back.
What do you mean? It's good that you're done with this show. So now you have more time to do what you love most, getting banged, right?
Not during a Mercury retrograde. It messes with my suitors and my scheduling. I don't like to admit to this, but I often get catfished and ghosted during a retrograde.
You sure it's not something to do with...
Don't you dare think it's something to do with me. I'll have you know, Piano Cat 77 never gets ghosted on Grindr, except in a retrograde. This is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me.
Okay, I'm going to let you deal with that.
No!
Sissies, a lot of us go through life wishing we had more time, and therapy can help you find what matters to you so that you can do more of it. I've actually brought this up in my own therapy, and my therapist asked me, do I need more time, or is my anxiety the culprit telling me I don't have time, thereby paralyzing me from action?
Oh, damn! He read you for filth! Thanks for making me feel better, Maddie.
You're welcome. Anyway, it was a great turning point for me to realize that it's important for me to meditate and ground myself in the moments when I feel like I have no time.
My therapist talks about my perfectionist saboteur. Apparently, she says that I often say I don't have time for something, but only because I'm rethinking it and rethinking it, trying to get it perfect so then no one will critique me. Maybe it's true. I don't know. Not a word.
Sissies, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realitygaze.
Okay, where were we?
They just took a break.
But none of this matters because it's time for Nuttily.
LA is very expensive. I can't get into the industry. I learned you have to know someone.
The industry does not accept walk-ins. Who thought you could just move to Los Angeles and be in movies?
Now,
if you look like Brad Pitt or Megan Fox, you can be discovered. But Nuttily, you're 38 years old.
Yeah.
And it's a special kind of delusion.
It is delusion. Now, they show the clips of her, of when her and Jules break up and she goes off crying. Chantel is like almost sobbing.
Yes.
Did you know? She's like, they cut to her afterwards. She wasn't just like a little teary. There were like tears running down her cheeks.
Chantel, y'all, is still super broken.
Which to me tells it like she feels right there. Mm-hmm. Josh comes out, he gives her a kiss and
kisses her.
Well, we find out Nuttily slept over last night.
But we're not going to let that rest. Bring out Caesar and Debbie. And it feels like it feels like trolling, like we're going to fuck with Nuttily. Caesar's dressed like he's ready to attend the Friars Club roast of Red Fox.
Yes. Again, not old references here, y'all.
Current references only.
Yes.
Debbie's got a cane. And basically what they were thinking is these two fucked really hard with Nuttily and Josh last time. So let's see what happens now.
Let's see what happens now. Sean's asking, he's like, is there any animosity between Debbie and Josh? And Debbie says, what does she say? She says,
what's your issue? Well, he's a liar, and he's very wrong for Natalie, and he can't keep his lies straight, and he's got a girlfriend while he was dating her.
Yeah, well, I'm kidding, and we tried to kill him, and he got away.
Peavy, I'm going to pop you with my cane.
So, yeah, Josh says they did break up and didn't talk, but guess what happened, y'all?
She had a car accident.
In the car he bought her, and she needed some help.
Yeah.
And that's what they try to call out later on in this episode, which I think in John Spockles is like, finally, y'all, he's fucking her, or she's fucking him, he's giving her money. It's the oldest relationship in the book. Tale as old as fucking time.
And he also has this savior mentality. He needs to help
other people. He's codependent as fuck. Yeah,
totally. And also, but at the same time, he's going to want something for it.
Yes.
Which is that it's attractive to him for someone to need him for something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then I love it how Debbie is just going the fuck in. Because Josh says, he's not my girlfriend. And Debbie's like, he's never seen it. She's never seen this place.
Even Veronica, Veronica said, come on, Josh. She's lived there a year.
Yeah.
It is.
We're not saying Josh.
Because I'll be honest, like, you feel for Josh because Natalie is crazy, but also he is a fuckboy who let her
he
on.
He totally is. And y'all, this is just to feed his own ego.
He's codependent and there's a bit of narcissism.
Yeah.
My dad was actually like that, where he was always helping people, but then he also wanted everyone to know
how good
he was, mm-hmm. what a good person he was for helping people. Drove me crazy. Where were we? Josh. So he says, I loved it when John finally, Natalie says, he's never told me that he loves me either. And John just says, all right, let's cut this down. He has feelings for you, but he's never going to marry you.
He's never going to marry you.
And it's like when he said it, they should have put echo on it from Natalie's reaction. Marry you. And Natalie's like, what? And John said he would have done that by now.
So Natalie's basically like, what are our problems? You're not, come on.
And he's like, I don't want to air our dirty laundry here. And then
he says, I can't handle those meltdowns in my house with my kids.
And then Josh says, jealousy. Yeah, Josh said, jealousy is the big one, because these one times I took you to a hotel, a really nice one, and these two beautiful girls, already you're saying beautiful girls, looked at me and that was it. And she's like, you got very upset and says, this is not a nice place because there are prostitutes here.
Why did you take me to a place with prostitutes?
Y'all,
yeah, she denied. That's 100%
true. You can totally
true.
Hear Natalie saying that.
I was actually upset when he said that. I went, God damn it. Where was the camera?
Anyway, but
Matt
then,
Sharp, pay overtime to follow Natalie.
It gets better because those two douchebag coworkers come out wearing shoes without socks. It's just like, these guys are awful.
They're the one friend. I don't know if he's gay or if he's just slimy.
Hayden.
And he's like, well, when I first met Natalie, she's demanding, needy, and she's rude. And later he says, well, I don't think she's rude.
Just bitchy as the day is long. And this is the other thing here. The Ty and Peyton are their names. And she's like, I like Natalie a lot. She's just passionate, you know, but that gets in her way. Y'all, that is how you give a note in modeling so you won't destroy someone. The things that he says about her behind her back are horrible.
And I bet Natalie would be a monster on set.
Oh, yeah, she would.
You know, Debbie is defending her, but Natalie tries to be the martyr and says, I'm alone in L.A. and nobody's giving me work. I only moved to L.A. because of you. Not true. And thankfully, Josh called her on that.
Yeah. Then that little queen's like, trust me, I know I'm in the business of judging people for a living. And Debbie's like, I don't matter. I judge people, too, but I don't do it for a living. I just go take a nap.
Mom, I don't like it when you sleep. I could be killing somebody.
I just like, she's like, I judge people too all the time. Like, yes, you do. You yes, have given you us do. Like 4 seasons of that.
4 seasons of just judging people. This is true.
I will say, Debbie gave me some of my favorite one-liners between Debbie and Veronica. Just even Tim had some really good ones.
Yes, and this is where the breakdown starts, because Sean says to Josh, he said, why are you paying for all these things, Josh? And Chantel says, you are giving sugar daddy vibes. And Ty says, Josh is caring. Again, this goes along with fuckers. What Josh wants to be thought of. He's caring. He gives. And Ty says, he is a sugar daddy. And Natalie goes, he is not.
And then Tim's like, well, you know, you're sleeping with him for money. He's like, what? Tim, be normal. Why don't you be there?
Because basically they were suggesting that she was a sex worker by saying that.
Yeah, he said actually what he said. It was something of, I mean, that's paraphrasing, but he said Josh is giving her money, but she is only sleeping with him.
Yeah.
But only sleeping with her. And that's where she freaks out. And she's like screaming, and you do see, that's the thing with Josh. Like, there is something, y'all, I think he's a total fuckboy. But he is kind of, I do think that, like you were saying, that codependent part of him actually fucking cares for her. Because you see him go, Natalie, that's not what I'm saying. Calm down, calm down, calm down.
He needs to save her.
This guy needs a lot of fucking therapy. I bet you his hot first wife broke up with him because he was needy as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Remember, we saw her.
Yeah.
We saw her.
She was banging.
They're going to go round and round in the circle game. Mm-hmm. It's even sadder than the Joni Mitchell song.
Round and round and upside down. This feeling's got you feeling like a merry-go-round.
What's that?
It's a song from the Brady Bunch album called Merry-Go-Round. I used to love that album.
What?
You know when the Brady
yeah,
Bunch...
Yeah, but I don't know anybody who had the album.
You know when they had the Keep On, Keep On. Oh, I found the CD one time. I loved it.
Yeah, everyone knew the songs they did on the show.
No, they had other ones too. Gonna find a rainbow, find a ray. They did that one.
What happened to you?
They did a thing of American Pie.
No!
That wasn't great. Yeah, they sang American Pie. It was not good. And then my favorite, though, was I listened to it when she died. Florence.
Henderson.
Henderson. She had this song. It started with, love, sit down, come here, my child. But I was born to say goodbye. You would like that song. It's campy.
I just don't know anybody else who had this album. I
don't either. Well, that's not true. There was this girl that I met at mascot camp, and she was a ladybug.
I'm pulling the plug on this. I'm pulling the plug on this now because I know I'm going to have lots of follow-up questions, and I'm shutting this down. I'm shutting this podcast down.
She's from Ponca City.
Not a place. No. This is made up. She was not a ladybug. I'm wondering what the costume's like, sadly. We need to end.
I saw the same. I was getting a coffee today after my orthodontist. And I was checking out. I was wearing my black and white high school jacket that I wear, you know.
Yeah, you need to throw that away.
No, it's back in style because those bomber jackets are in. Well, so it was, and I'm not throwing away. It's sentimental because on the front of it, on the back of it has my last name, but on the front of it, it has Bruno. And the woman said, "Oh, what name is it?" And she's like, "Oh, is your name Bruno?" And I said, do I look like a Bruno? But I feel like that could be my coffee order name. But anyway, I said, no. And then I started telling her the story about me being a mascot. And I realized this wasn't you, about almost at the
on
end
the
of
podcast.
It wasn't you in a podcast. And I saw her eyes, kind of her head tilted. And she just kind of looked at me smiled. But I had to finish the story.
No, you didn't.
And I finished the story, and I said, that's why I did this day in Long Grove, Oklahoma. They still think I was the best mascot they ever had. And she looked at me, and she said, that'll be $4.75.
Because guess what? No one gives a shit about your life. Who's giving you coffee? That was a good lesson for you.
I'm going to keep on telling them. I'm going to keep on, keep on, keep on. Oh, God, we got to go.
Please
bye,
stop.
Y'all. We call these people lonely heart. Oh, well, first of all, go to realitygaze.com for everything. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com.
Go buy tickets for our live show tour on our link tree.
Yes, patreon.com/realitygaze. That's where you can find everything about us there. You can also go to our supercast. That's realitygaze.supercom. I'm sorry, realitygaze.supercom. Supercom. That's a good name.
Supercom.
Realitygaze.supercast.com. Or you can subscribe on Apple subscriptions to that. So we are going to remind you that for these cities that drop, hopefully, if it's in our control, these new cities that drop, there will be a presale that happens first. That is only available for RG Plus
members.
So especially if you're in LA, and I will say probably, I feel like Austin is, or not Austin, but Philly, those VIPs are going to sell out.
Those went fast the first time.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poodle?
Yes. And if you meet a pro foosball player, you need to call us because I need to know what that is. I need to see someone who's foosball with the tables and the soccer boys.
Carlos.